Blackstone Audio presents Frank Sinatra in a Blender by Matthew McBride. This book is read by Keith Sarabica. To Charlie Sheen for winning. Introduction, Ken Brune. How important is a title? These days, vital. So many books vying for attention, and according to the experts, exclamation point, a book gets less than 5 seconds in a display to grab your interest. The cover, sure, plays a large part, but it's the name, especially for a new author. Take the ever-fascinating title, By Grand Central Station, I Sat Down and Wept. Then, and now, an arresting rivet. Matthew McBride was inspired when he wrote down his title. I have to fess up. Books sent to me to read as an attachment are not going to be a priority. More like duty, so they are already handicapped. I'm a Luddite. I like clocks, mobile phones, people to be simple, accessible, portable. And books, no e-book Kindle. What the hell ever is going to give the rush of a book in hand, the binding, the feel, the reassurance of an old friend? Rod Wythop, a cherished friend and connoisseur of music and mystery, asked if I would read a debut novel. For Rod, sure. But hey, don't hold your breath. It wasn't going to be anytime soon. Until I saw the title. Intrigued, I figured I'd sneak a peek and perhaps even subject it to the page 69 test. Wallop! I was hooked and got that frisson of being in the presence of something special. There is not a reader on the planet who doesn't relish, anticipate, hope to discover a new author, to be there for the very first book. It's rare to rarest found, twice in my experience. Only Jim Crumley and Daniel Woodrell fulfilled that criterion for me. And here was Matthew McBride. Best of all, I knew nothing, nada, about the author, so I read him, if not cold, at least without reservation. And oh, how sweet the growing joy of realizing this was indeed the real deal. Ticking all my personal data in your face. Hilarious, fresh, innovative, and a style so crafted, it seemed easy. To reveal the plot, the narrative, would be a true disservice. The magic of this book is to read it as I did, fresh and in the dark. Trust me, you will be fully rewarded. This is, to paraphrase a cliché, an offer you'll be delighted you accepted. Ken Brune, Morocco, April, 2011. Alcohol may be man's worst enemy, but the Bible says love your enemy. Frank Sinatra.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?